Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 203, How to Be Who You Want to Be. Deciding who we want to be is an ongoing process. I remember as a little girl, I didn't want to play with the girls doing girly things because mostly what I thought they did was kind of dumb. They talked a lot about other girls, deciding who was in and who was out, and got their feelings hurt on a daily basis. And that was not me. It didn't interest me. My mom told me at a very young age that if some of your friends speak badly about another friend to you, they'll talk badly about you to others too. That was not who I wanted to be. Not in the playground and not in life. I liked playing hotbox with the boys, investigating the woods around our home, and watching my brothers play sports. But I wasn't a joiner type of kid. I was kind of a loner, which was great until it made me lonely sometimes. So when I went from public grade school to an all-girl Catholic high school, I was surrounded with a lot of girly girls. My mom was definitely not a girly girl mom, so I really didn't know anything about fashion or makeup or really the art of shopping for nothing. And all the girls in my freshman class seemed to know and like all those things. In St. Louis, where I live and where I grew up, there are a lot of all-girl Catholic high schools, and 99.99% of the girls attending these schools come from Catholic grade schools. Well, as I said, I came from a public grade school, and so on the first day when we were all supposedly meeting for the first time, I felt like a complete outsider. It seemed to me everyone already knew each other, and I had no idea that groups of girls knew each other because they went to grade school together. I was the only one who came from my school to go to the high school. So from the first day of high school, I felt like an outsider. I thought no one wanted to be my friend. I wasn't pretty enough or interesting enough for the girls to seek me out or get to know me. Those were the things that I thought. And those were the thoughts that completely hijacked my high school experience. I wasn't enough, and no one really wanted to be friends with me. Now, I did make some friends when by sophomore year, all the girls started getting sick of the girls they had been friends with through grade school. And the more serious girls had had enough of the girly girl high school things of makeup boyfriends and gossip. So while I did have friends, they weren't really friends for life. Mostly because I was still trying to figure out who I was. Who I wanted to be, how I wanted to show up to the world. I wasn't interested in just looking around and seeing how everyone else did it and become that. As I said, I was kind of a loner, not a joiner, and I just wanted to be my own person. Fast forward to the summer between graduating from high school and going off to college. This is when I made my first conscious decision of who I wanted to be. I decided I wanted to be fun. I wanted to feel confident. I wanted the boys to notice me, and I wanted to have at least a few close friends. I remember making these conscious decisions. I still knew I wasn't a big group friend type of girl, but I wanted a small group to go out with. So I spent the summer losing 15 pounds, and getting into shape because the extra weight and not being athletic always made me feel self-conscious. I paid more attention to my clothes and my overall appearance. I let go of the quiet, shy girl and decided to be consciously outgoing. It was not easy. As I said, I'm naturally an introvert. But I knew that if I wanted to have the college life I wanted to have, I needed to be more outgoing. I decided who I wanted to be. Well, I had a great time. And by the way, who I wanted to be had nothing to do with academics, which in hindsight, it probably should have. But anyway, I had a great time, maybe too great a time my freshman year in college. But I dated a lot and created some really, really fun memories. But as I matured during my college years, I found that the party and popular life wasn't all it was cracked up to be. I spent some time again deciding, now who do I want to be? And I had met some really good, faith-filled people, and I saw the value of bringing my faith life more front and center in my life. And so I started going to daily mass. I started studying my Catholic faith more and learning why I believed all that I just grew up believing. I felt like I was actually choosing my Catholic faith and had reasons behind the choice rather than just my parents were Catholic, so I was Catholic. I stopped the partying and focused more on service work and living the values I thought were important to become the adult I wanted to be. I wanted to be a woman who was kind and generous and orderly and passionate about my values and morals. I wanted to live a life that was faith-filled. I wanted to be educated. And most of all, I wanted to be a good wife and mother someday. I decided who I wanted to be. And by the time I met Michael my senior year, I was that woman. Not perfectly, but he saw all those characteristics in me, and we fell in love. You're wondering, why are you telling us all this? Well, throughout the last 40 years, oh my gosh, it's been that long, I have had many opportunities to decide who I wanted to be. I needed to decide what kind of mom I wanted to be at the different stages of motherhood, with infants and toddlers and school-age kids and teens and college children. And now, what kind of mom I want to be with grown children who have children of their own. And, oh yeah, what kind of grandma do I want to be? I remember a time in my early years of motherhood when I looked in the mirror and I saw a woman who was tired and didn't take care of herself. Sweats every day, no makeup, hair kind of a mess. I could have said, well, I have 4 children. There's nothing I can do about this. This is reality. This is life. But instead, I chose to decide who I wanted to be. I wanted to be a reflection to my children and others that you can be a mom and still be a woman who takes care of herself. I wanted to feel good about myself every day. And I knew that taking care of my appearance as part of my job as mother was going to make me feel good. And so I did. It was actually that easy. I made the decision, and I acted on the decision. I got up just a little earlier and got ready for the day in a way that made me feel proud to be a stay-at-home mom. And in our marriage throughout our almost 40 years, I have had to decide, what kind of wife do I want to be? In small things and big things, in good times and hard times. Sometimes, during the hard times, I wasn't my best self. And sometimes in the little things of each day, I also wasn't my best self. But I realized if I wanted a happy marriage, I had to grow in virtue. And so I did. I made that goal. I made the decision and I did the work. Am I perfect? Of course not. But I've identified the flaws in me and I work to eliminate them. They're still part of my personality, but they have significantly less power over me. And at a very basic level, I continue to decide what kind of woman I want to be. How do I want to show up for God, myself, my family, my friends, and all the people I meet on a day-to-day basis? Okay, so why am I telling you this? Because I want you to see that we all have the opportunity to decide who we want to be. Who have you been? Who are you now? And who do you want to be? If you stay stuck in who you have been, you will always be that person. We rarely think about the question, who do I want to be? I think we tend to think this is just who I am, even though sometimes being that person doesn't make you happy. It's taking the thoughts you have about yourself, this is just who I am, and making them fact. I am tired. I can't get up in the morning. I am unsupported. I'm angry all the time. I'm not finding the kind of fulfillment I thought I would find as a wife and mother, so I'm unhappy. But do you want to live your life with all those negative emotions? Do you think you can't change? Do you find yourself saying, this is my life. I just have to get through it as best I can. Or are you willing to take responsibility for who you are that affects how you show up for your family, which in turn affects the behavior of everyone in the family? In the early years of my motherhood, I was so impatient and got angry easily. Everything the children did that wasn't right, I took as a personal affront, a personal disregard or disrespect. But as I've talked about self-coaching in other episodes, the personal disregard or disrespect I thought my children were displaying was, in fact, a projection of what I thought about myself. I disregarded and disrespected my role, my job, my calling as a mother, my very self. So how do you become who you really want to be? First, take out a piece of paper and describe her virtues or her characteristics. Who is she? What would people say about her? What does she look like? How does she take care of herself? How does she act? Does she have emotional regulation? What brings her happiness? What does she love to do? And who does she love? Write it down and be specific. We all need to be open to growth and be convinced that we can be who we want to be. If you don't have the happy marriage you expected to have, instead of being convinced it's all your husband's fault, ask yourself, would I want to be married to me? Am I showing up as the wife that supports and loves this man unconditionally? If you don't like how you're showing up as a mom, challenge yourself to see where you can be a nurturer, a teacher, where you can connect more consistently with your children and not let their actions cause you to lose your peace or your mind. What kind of woman, wife, mom, friend, do you want to be? Define her, then be willing to do the work to become her. You just have to decide and then commit and act. That's how to be who you want to be. Have a great week, everyone. Take care. Do you have a life coach who helps you be the woman you want to be? The woman God has called you to be? Who helps you sort through your marriage or parenting difficulties and helps you create the mindset you need to embrace your vocation with joy and gratitude? If you're looking for a coach, I would be so honored to help you. Email me at janet@findingjoyinmotherhood.com.